This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Rain, snow, snarled traffic, evacuations. That's what they've been going through in parts of California after a fierce storm there. At least one person's known dead. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Sacramento County Office of Emergency Services issued an evacuation order Sunday for residents in the low-lying community of Point Pleasant near Interstate 5 and told residents in two nearby communities to be prepared to leave. Officials feared that more roadways could be cut off by rising water. A powerful storm on New Year's Day brought drenching rain and heavy snowfall to much of California, breaching levees and shutting down major highways. I'm Donna Warder.
Today alone, tens of thousands of mourners are expected to pay their respects to Pope Emeritus Benedict, whose body is lying in state at the Vatican. The AP's Karen Chamas.
The former pontiff's frail and lifeless body lay on display in St. Peter's Basilica as people came to wish him a final goodbye. Benedict made history by being the first pope in 600 years to resign. Thousands of mourners queued outside, many waiting since dawn to be able to see the Pope before his upcoming funeral.
Pope Emeritus Benedict died on Saturday at the age of 95. Russia's aerial attacks on Ukraine are leaving many people there without heat as the temperature plummets. Overnight, Russia sent exploding drones over Ukraine, Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, among the targets. Ukraine says all 40 Russian-fired drones that headed for Kyiv were destroyed. An ancient wooden sarcophagus seen at the Houston Museum of Natural Sciences has been returned to Egypt after U.S. authorities figured out it was looted years ago, according to the Egyptians. The sarcophagus, or coffin, may have been that of an ancient priest. This is AP News. President Biden is making plans to travel the country to promote his efforts to help the economy. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this story.
With the midterms now behind them and Republican leaders ready to take control of the House this week, the Biden administration is pushing bipartisanship. The president will make a rare joint appearance with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell in Kentucky Wednesday, where they'll highlight nearly $1 trillion devoted to infrastructure projects. President Biden will meet with Republican leaders as well as he visits the Kentucky side of the Cincinnati area of Ohio. The president's facing a complicated path ahead, with Republicans now gaining control of the House while the Democrats still lead the Senate. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Did you go to the movies over the weekend? The king of the box office is Avatar, The Way of Water, the third week in a row. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.